Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
It's Rick Tittle.
All right, thank you for that, and TGIF to everyone listening all over the globe to another live edition of Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle as I enunciate my T's on a Friday. What is going on with you? We're here for the next 3 hours taking your calls at 1-800-878-PLAY. Once again, 1-800-878-7529. You can also get in the text line brought to you by Powdered Donuts. That number is 999-5544-3232. Send me a text over there. My home phone number, where I am right now because of the pandemic, just call me on my home line anytime you want, day or night, 24-7. That number is 510-530. Once again, 510-530. It is a Friday, and of course, we always check in the first hour with our good friend Jan Wall, film critic extraordinaire, Hollywood veteran, Hollywood born and bred. Most people around the world, you know, they go to Hollywood to get famous. Jan was born famous. She was born down there. And, of course, we always take a look into the entertainment world in that first hour. So we'll do that. Second hour, we will be joined by Helium co-owner Brad Grossman. We will also have magician Justin Willman, who's going to make the pandemic disappear. That? Oh, he has a Thanksgiving show, Magic at Home. Magic for Humans at Home. Hey, David Copperfield made the Statue of Liberty disappear, which is weird because last time I was in New York, it was there. So somebody should tell David that it came back. Anyway, coast to coast, border to border, around the world on the American Forces Radio Network, 500 outlets, 177 countries, ships at sea. If you're in the military, you're doing a great job. Keep up the good work. Also, TuneIn app, iHeartRadio app, Stitcher app, all apropos applications for receiving the show. CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network, channel 2, and your cable provider in 35 million homes. The Twitter is at Rick Tittle. So, our first hour with Jan Wall. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on SportsBot.
Javier's auto body is colliding with a shortage of licensed techs.
That 2017 is waiting on a clear coat. That 09 needs its left rear sanded, pounded, and painted. And the guy over there is waiting on an estimate.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
The number one gift in this stressful year, relaxation from Homedics. Soothing stress for over 35 years, Homedics is the top home massage products brand with gifts for every aching muscle on your list with free shipping on orders over $50. Holiday supplies won't last, so avoid the rush while you can at HOMEDICS.com. Get the perfectly relaxing, perfectly affordable gift now at Homedics.com and major retailers everywhere.
Attention homeowners. Do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now with Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant closings, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-426-2301. 800-426-2301. That's 800-426-2301.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Program. On the line is Paul from California. Hi, Paul. What's your tax problem today?
Hi, Ronnie. Love your show. Listen, I've got a big problem. You see, my paycheck was garnished last week, and I'm only getting half the normal amount. To make matters worse, the IRS froze my bank account. Listen, I'm embarrassed and scared. I need some help.
Listen, Paul, you don't need to feel embarrassed. You just need some tax help. And the great news is the IRS has some unbelievable programs that can eliminate your tax debt so you don't have to worry about having your paycheck garnished or your bank levied. Doesn't that sound great?
It sure does, Ronnie.
Then do yourself a huge favor and get a free consultation right now. And tell them the tax lady sent you.
855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. That's 855-715-5721.
Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle is a genius, the best show ever. He's so wonderful, genius, the best show ever. He's so wonderful. Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle is a, he's so handsome, he's a genius.
Hey, thank you so much and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. As always in the first hour on Fridays, it's great to welcome our good buddy, the Hollywood aficionado, Jan Wall. How you doing, Jan?
Hey, Rick. Nice to hear you.
Nice to hear you too. And let's get to our first guest. It is the actress and now author, Reagan J. Pasternak. She has a new book called Griffin's Heart, Mourning Your Pet with No Apologies, a memoir, healing journal, and keepsake. This is available from Creatures Align Press. Reagan, thanks for being on the show. Before we get to the book, I have to ask you if you have ever seen the Spanish language movie Wild Tales.
I have never even heard of it. What is that?
It's a great movie. It has Almodovar and others, but the first, it's six short films. It's a fantastic film. It got 94 on Rotten Tomatoes. But anyway, the first movie is called Pasternak.
Oh, really? Oh, I have to see it just for that. Yes. Hi, sweetheart.
Hi.
This is Jan Wall.
Hi.
Reagan. Hi, Reagan. Are you related to Boris Pasternak, who wrote Dr. Zhivago?
I bet you down the road I probably was. You know, my dad's whole family, you know, were all immigrants, Jewish immigrants from Russia and Poland. So I'm sure somewhere down the road we probably were. But I like to think I was. So who knows?
Of course, I was sure. Hey, listen, I just ordered your book from Amazon. And it's fantastic, the idea of what you've done. We just recently had to put down Duke Ellington, my incredible, fabulous 12-year-old Tibetan Terrier. And your book sounds so helpful. We still have his sister, Ella Fitzgerald. We still have Ella. We'll get another one right away. But your book is just very important.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate that, yeah. There's a lot of people suffering from this kind of loss because it's a bit marginalized because, you know, people compare it to the loss of a person and they don't really realize that it actually helps to grieve your animals. Mm-hmm. And they deserve that. Your animals deserve to be mourned properly, I believe.
I believe
And when this is, as you say, a memoir and a journal and a keepsake, this is also a lot of Reagan's heart, isn't it?
My husband actually said that to me. He's like, this book is completely true to who you are. And that was something that I definitely kept in mind the entire time I wrote it. I didn't want one word to be exaggerated or untrue. I just, I wanted to say exactly how I had been feeling about everything. And I tried to put a bunch of my own, story and my own anecdotes in there. I wanted the reader to feel like we were hanging out together, kind of commiserating or, you know, remembering together. So, yeah, sharing stories. Yes.
How important grieving is as part of your story, because, I mean, I know people in 12-step programs who hadn't grieved for either people or pets, and they ended up, you know, kind of relapsing because of that.
Oh, I definitely, through my research, I am convinced that. And it doesn't, and you know, and I've had also numerous people now that people are finally starting to read the book, they're saying, you know, this all applies to human loss too. And actually, I lost my mother last year, and sorry, I still get emotional talking about that. So I realized, you know, so I got to read her parts of the book as in the last month together, and I realized, yeah, it does, all of this applies to grief in general, you know, to just grief in general. And part of that is allowing yourself to feel crappy and feel, you know, the pain of it all. And that's how you move through. I say in the book about 20 times, apologies in advance, but I say that, you know, the way out is through. And I say that because I really believe it's true. If you just keep moving forward without acknowledging things that you've gone through, then you hold on to that in some way. I believe it manifests in some way. Maybe it's a physical ailment in your body. Maybe it's, you know, anxiety or even depression. But it stays in you. And I have a whole chapter that says, you know, if we don't acknowledge the pain, where does it go? You know, where does it go? It gets stored in you. And so hopefully through the book, because the book is a memoir, and it's also, you know, there's tons of space for journaling, and I tried to put a ton of creative exercises in there. Some are more quirky and just kind of get you out of your headspace and just to release pain, and then also to have a collection of these memories that you can hold on to. Mm. Yeah.
I love it when there's a workshop ability inside a book. That's really good exercise.
Definitely that.
What do you think of the concept? This is this belief I have, because we've had lots of dogs. I've had dogs my whole life. I think they make us better humans.
I agree.
Oh, yeah. And so I always, when I lose one, because you do, you know, after a certain age, they start going. I always get another one, because I think the one that I lost is looking down and saying, thank you for making another dog happy.
Oh, I love that. I think that's amazing. And I am the same. I am absolutely the same way. This is why I'm almost a hoarder at this point. but
yeah, me too.
if my husband let me, I would be full blown hoarder right now. I am such an animal lover, and so for me, I am with you, and I especially, there's so many animals that need rescuing, so I am really into that. I think that's great. If you are ready, get another animal. Now, there are a lot of people who have been telling me, you know, the pain was so bad when they lost their animal that they just felt too guilty getting another one, or they were too scared that they would have to go through all of this pain all over again. I've heard, and I talk about this in the book, you know, I quote people who talk about the fact that for some people, the loss of their animal is almost worse.
Too great.
Some of them are saying it absolutely is worse than family members that they loved and lost, because, you know, you form a bond with an animal that is, it is innate, because you're not talking. It's about something different than you have with a human. So anyway, so I think that everybody has to do what feels right for them. And throughout my book, I actually hope, and I was just on a podcast. There was a guest on a podcast where the woman said after she finished my book, she felt like maybe she could get another animal. And that just made
good.
Me so happy.
Good.
It just made me, oh, that's exactly what I wanted to hear. So everybody can have a different journey, and you got to do what's right for you. So.
Right.
Well, that is the actress Regan J. Pasternak, many, many movie and TV credits to her name, and now a very important book, Griffin's Heart, once again, Mourning Your Pet with No Apologies, a memoir, healing journal, and keepsake. It is available from Creatures Align Press, and as Jan mentioned, Amazon.com, Griffin'sHeart.com, and, of course, ReaganPasternak.com. Reagan, congratulations on the book, and I know it was helpful to you, and as you can tell, to a lot of other people, too.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Reagan.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
All right.
You too.
Okay, great stuff.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Reagan. And
we'll
take
guys.
A quick break, and we will come on back, Rick Tittle, with Jan Wall on Sports Byline.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-516-2499. 800-516-2499. 800-516-2499. Again, that's 800-516-2499. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
I'm not insightful enough to be a movie critic. Maybe I could be a food critic. These muffins taste bad. Or an art critic. That painting is bad.
I'm so disgusted by Rick Tittle that I find him very intoxicating.
All right, whatever works. Thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast around the world on American Forces Network alongside Jan Wall. Our next guest today is author Alessandra Torre. And she, under the name A.R. Torre, has a brand new book called Every Last Secret. It's coming out on December 1st from Thomas and Mercer Press. Alessandra, welcome to the show. And I this book, correct me if I'm wrong, it's kind of a twist in between the psychological thriller, and I know you like writing about passion and romance as well. Is that kind of the melding of the two?
Hey, Rick. No, actually, this book is strictly, I do traditionally write romance and a lot of romantic suspense, but this book is straight psychological suspense. There's a little bit of heat in terms of emotions between characters, but it's definitely not a romance. And I let all my readers know that so they won't be disappointed.
Right. This is Jan Wall, and I'm a real fan of your work. And The Girl in 6E, and that had kind of tones of 50 Shades of Grey. It's erotica. And could you talk a little bit about writing erotica? Because Rick really wants to start doing that.
That's a new hobby for him. So Girl in 6E, I did a horrible job with the name because it sounds like sexy, but it's an apartment 6E, was an erotic suspense. So it definitely, this book is not, but that book was. And, erotica was a world that I kind of got into with, because 50 Shades of Grey was just going crazy, and, that was a really hot industry to write in. Both lucratively, but also titillating. So erotica is really...
There we go, Rick. Titillating.
Mm-hmm. Titillating. There's a word for you.
Right.
I actually got the plot idea for The Girl in 6E when I was researching sexual fetishes because I was trying to figure out what direction to go in with my next book. And diving into that world is how I really discover the world of webcamming, which is something I had no idea about, adult webcamming, and which is $1 billion industry. And as soon as I discovered that, I was like, oh my gosh, I have to write a book in this world. And that was where The Girl in 6E was born.
You know, I admire it too, because I'm sure a lot of people, you know, we're very puritanical here and they talk about being depraved and everything. And I just like the fact that you're interested in it and you do a great job writing about it. Do you still get pushback in 2020?
It's, you know, so much has changed. I was talking with a group the other day and things, so we really have like a sexual revolution, on the literary side of things with 50 Shades of Grey, right? Like that dramatically changed what was acceptable in commercial fiction, and made it mainstream. But that revolution was a lot about, and mainly because everybody was hopping on the 50 Shades bandwagon. So it was a lot of BDSM stuff. And with that, there's also a lot of dubious consent, things. So when the guy, you know, meets the girl and then throws her against the wall, you know, and kisses her, and she's like, oh, no. And he's like, yes. And she's like, okay. Like, nowadays, we could never do that, right? Nowadays,
right.
The fiction's
right.
Like, are you sure? And she's like, I don't know. And he's like, well, I'm not going to kiss you unless you're sure, you know. And then she's like, okay. So we've really changed so much. It's almost like the pendulum has swung, even though the level of explicitness in novels is still heavy and is still much more than what it was pre 50 Shades of Grey. I mean, you know, but the situations have really changed, and I've seen in fiction much less BDSM and much less anything that could hint towards dubious consent, because Me Too really brought that back,
right?
You know, around,
right. That's what I was thinking. The Me Too movement. You are such a prolific writer. You have written so many books. You know, I was lucky enough to interview the late Ray Bradbury, and he said to me, I said, when do you write? And he said, oh, it's always the same. It's always like 4 a.m, and that's when I do my writing too. And with coffee. And I said, what are you the most afraid of? Because, you know, he wrote horrific sci-fi. And he said, a blank page. So isn't that a great answer? So what? When do you write? You just write so much. How many books have you written?
I've written 24 now.
Yeah.
I started writing 8 years ago. This year I only wrote two because writing has kind of fallen secondary at the moment as I work on a tech company with authors. But but I normally write from 10 p.m. to like 3 a.m. Mm. And that's because social media is quiet, my email is quiet, no one's expecting me to return emails or put out fires, and my family's asleep, typically. So no one, you know, I have no distractions. I can put my phone on airplane mode and nobody's going to break their arm or, you know, needs batteries for the remote or anything like that. So I can really just lock myself away and get into the book.
A couple more questions for Alessandra Torre, her new book, Every Last Secret. Let's talk about the book a little bit, and it's a woman, Kat, lives with her husband, William. They got a place out here in Palo Alto and also in Hawaii, and then Kat meets Nina, and Nina wants the husband. Is this kind of the encapsulated?
Yeah, that's the gist of the story. So a married couple moves in next door to William and Kat. And the wife of the married couple is Nina, and she very much becomes fixated on Kat and wanting basically the lifestyle that Kat has, and that includes, and it really becomes a competition between the two women, I'm not even sure she likes William and she wants William, but it's more about the toxic relationship that builds between the two women and her wanting to take everything from Kat. So that's the gist of the story, and then the dynamics that play out between the two of them as their relationship gets more and more toxic.
Do people ever ask you, you know, when it comes to erotica or this, you know, how much of you is in this? I mean, this came out of your head.
Yeah. I get that question all the time. I used to get it a lot with the first, you know, 4 or 5 years where I really just wrote sexy, super sexy stuff. I get it a lot. And I would say I'm in almost every character that I write, every main character that I write, some aspect of me. But it's the different, like when I wrote Girl in 6E, she's a recluse who hasn't left her apartment, you know, in 3 years, and she wants to kill people. Like, I don't want to kill people, but she is my, like, spirit animal, right? Like, and, like, every, like, horrible thought or every, you know, confrontational moment that I have envisioned in my head, and then I avoid confrontation and I, you know, leave the situation, like, she goes after. So a lot of the different places I've been in my life and things like that come out in my characters. And if it's not me, it's somebody I know really well that I feel like I can write from their head, and I use them a lot as a muse.
Last question sorry. Go ahead, Jan.
Oh, I was just going to say I'm suddenly full of gratitude because a lot of women come on to my husband and would love to take him away, but he has no clue. He doesn't even notice. Well, so I can't wait to read this one. And it's set in Silicon Valley, right?
Yeah, it's set in Atherton.
God, money.
Yeah, money. I loved writing that world because it was just such an interesting world. And the dynamics that are in that book. I think you'll really enjoy it. So
can't wait.
We just have about a minute. I know two of your projects have already been made into films. Have you already sort of cast these characters with real actors in your head?
I think this would make a fantastic movie. And it's one of the reasons why I wanted to publish it with Amazon, because I'm hoping Amazon Studios picks it up. I haven't cast it in my head, but I I watched a lot of the show Billions when I was writing it. So I think that, like, the wife in Billions is how I see Kat, in my head. And that was kind of the world of the uber rich. So that show really helped me get, mm-hmm. in the mindset of writing the book.
Yeah. That's Maggie Siff, right? Wendy Rhodes.
Yeah. I don't know her. Wendy Rhodes, Wendy Rhodes isn't the wife, though. The wife is somebody else, but I can't think of her name.
Right. Alessandra Torri, A.R. Torri, the book, Every Last Secret, and Amazon, check it out, Thomas and Mercer. Hey, Alessandra, thank you for your time. Congratulations on the book. Great stuff.
Thank you both for having me.
No doubt about it. And we will take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll be joined by a Slovenian director to talk about the new movie, Life in a Year. I'm Rick Tittle with Jan Wall. Come on back.
The number one gift in this stressful year, relaxation from Homedics. Soothing stress for over 35 years, Homedics is the top home massage products brand with gifts for every aching muscle on your list with free shipping on orders over $50. Holiday supplies won't last, so avoid the rush while you can at HOMEDICS.com. Get the perfectly relaxing, perfectly affordable gift now at Homedics.com and major retailers everywhere.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Hi, I'm Rick Tittle, and I host the Video Game Review every Sunday night at 9 o'clock Pacific, midnight on the East Coast, right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Video games are way more important than your job, your school, or your relationship, so let's talk about them. Everything from the 2600 to the 360. I don't work for any video game company, so I'll tell you what's worth your money and what stinks. Also, cheat codes, interviews, your calls, I'll give away a game, release dates, all that and more every Sunday night right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
You spent over a decade in the Middle East. And I just wanted to say that I'm a great fan of your work.
Well, thank you very much.
Don't interrupt me, please. Thank you. What did I just say? Do you know who I am?
Hey-oh!
You must be crazy. Use a DOG. And if you was my man, I would have been kicked you out of my house by now. This is what had happened.
All right. Thank you and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle and Jan Wall with you here in San Francisco, coast to coast, around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure to welcome to the show Slovenian director Mitja Okorn. He's here to talk about his Hollywood debut film, Life in a Year, with Jaden Smith and Cara Delevingne. This is going to be on Amazon Prime on the 27th. It's about a week from now. Mitja, welcome to the show. I'd like to ask you, I've never had the pleasure of being to Slovenia, but I wanted to go to Ljubljana and look at the castle. I mean, it's a beautiful little country. How would you describe Ljubljana?
So first, thank you for having me. well, Slovenia is awesome because it's like really small, like 2 million people only. It's like basically like Hollywood Boulevard. I think that's how big it is. It's you're in Ljubljana. The good thing is you have 1 hour to Venice, 1 hour, like 2 hours to Austria, to Hungary, to Croatia, to the sea, to the mountains, and that's the best thing ever. And also Ljubljana is a small little town. Come summer, don't come at winter, summer.
Well, Mitja, this is Jan Wall, and I am really excited to see this. There's two reasons. One is two of my favorite character actors and actresses are in this. Nia Long, who is so good, and Cuba Gooding Jr., who is one of my favorite interviews I've ever had. He's just marvelous. And then also it's a profound storyline. So could you talk a little bit about this?
It's funny because, you know, I made two movies in Poland that were both huge hits. Those movies landed up on Gersh's, you know, my now agency in America. And the first script that they sent to me was Life in a Year. And, you know, I was reading it and then at the end I cried. And I know that we Eastern Europeans are supposed to be tough. And you know, vodka, potatoes, and cold winters, but yeah, I tried. So, and you know, and when you cry, you go like, yeah, I need to direct this. Now there's no way for me not to direct this. And I presented my visions to the producers, and then for 2 years we were rewriting the script. And then after 2 years we decided, okay, now let's get the actors. And Jaden was already attached. This was made for Jaden. And then we needed a girl. And the funny thing is, Isabel, you know, the character is called. And the funny thing is, I didn't know Cara Delevingne. I'm ashamed now to admit this. But my assistant was like, no, she's perfect. And I'm like, okay, let me watch her films. I watched her films. But what really spoke to me was, you know, I went on YouTube voting Cara Delevingne, and you have all these videos, Cara Delevingne 10 most funniest moments. And I'm like, great, I'm doing this. And then I went down the YouTube rabbit hole, and I started the evening, and in the morning I was like, there's no way that any other person will play Isabel. She's funny, she has this crazy energy, she plays drums, she beatboxes, she plays guitar, everything. And I was shocked that nobody yet used that energy of her in any of the films that I've seen. And I said, well, I'll try to do that myself. And that's how we had our main actors. And then,
Jaden Smith, who I've met and is a serious young man, of course, you're so young, too. You're like 39, right? I mean, you're young. But Jaden is quite young. How old is Jaden Smith?
It's around 20, 21.
Now he has to, 20, like Michael Douglas always says, he has to come out of a big shadow. He comes out of a very famous father. How does that inform his work and himself?
It's funny. This movie is kind of what you're talking about. You know, Darren, as in the character that Jaden Smith plays, has to has to do exactly what you just described, you know, go away, break away from the father figure and have his own life, follow his own passions and do what, you know, do what he wants in life. But Jaden is just such an amazing person. He's so well brought up. For example, a perfect example is, you know, before Mia Long plays his mother in this film. And we had a scene where the mother screams at him and she's like, stop, stop. And Jaden is so well brought up that he's, every time she said stop, he stopped, because an older person, you know, was speaking to him, and also she plays his mother. So
right.
he's programmed to stop and to listen to the older person. And you know, that's great respect. And I'm like, okay, Jaden, I know this is like this, but this is a movie. You just have mm-hmm. to rebel against her. That's because that's in the script. But it was a funny moment, mm-hmm. because I could see that he can't help him. It's just the way he's programmed. And mm-hmm. decided he's such a nice person, responsible. He knew that he was the first on the list, you know, that he's the main actor in the
mm-hmm.
film. And it never was important what he wants or what mm-hmm. he is not satisfied with, but what, for example, Kara wants or is not satisfied with.
Mm-hmm.
So he's awesome.
And he has a famous mother and father. Gosh. And that's tough. And Will Smith actually is one of the executive producers, right?
Yes.
A couple more questions for Mitya Okorna's new movie, Life in a Year. Correct me if I'm wrong. When you were in Slovenia, did you feel that your country and the film industry there was not taking things seriously enough? Is that why you went to Poland and had great success with Letters to Santa and Planet Single?
Good research, by the way. Thank you. Slovenia is such a small country. As I said, 2 million people. It's, you know, it's funny. I always say there's like two directors there and you're speaking to one of them. And, you know, so it's, for example, because you're a sports radio, I'll just give you a picture how small we are. I actually played baseball for 7 years in Slovenia, which makes no sense, but I did. I did that because there was only 3 teams, and I had a big chance to become a state champion. So I am a state champion of Slovenian baseball. So,
did you play for Michael Urban? Was he one of your coaches?
I don't know. No.
Okay, he's an American. I know he went over there to coach. So yeah, okay.
Wow,
Rick. We bought a bunch of Venezuelan players. Who were then hitting all the home runs for us while we were like, you know, pretending we play baseball. But it's hilarious. Sometimes even the games were canceled because there were only 8 of us and you need 9. So, you know, that's how big Slovenia is. And similar is with cinema, you know, you can't make money. You can't make movies. You know, even if the whole Slovenia will watch a movie, you'll probably not make the money back. So I made a huge hit in Slovenia, and then I went to Poland, where it's 40 million people, much better. And for example, I made the fifth most watched film in the last 30 years of Polish cinema, and the 10th most watched film. And you know, the first one was watched by 3 million people, so that's more than my whole home country. But you know, the good thing is, the film language is universal, and it doesn't matter, exactly. You know, in what language are you making them, because people love mm-hmm. and hate each other all over the world the same.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And you got nominated for a Golden Lion in Gdynia?
Yeah.
I'm just going a little deeper on the research there.
I tell you, you've gone deep, honey.
Yeah, respect, man. Not only that, but you pronounced my name perfectly. I was like, because I was waiting. Let me just see how he does it, and you did it great. So anyway, so which is funny because Planet Single was a romantic comedy, and those usually don't win awards. When I do films, they're usually all dramedies, so not, you know, not very, they have a lot of emotions in them, and this is the same thing I try to do with Life in a Year.
And then we have time for one more question, and that is, now that you're going to have this on Prime, and with the pandemic, there's so many people that are going to be watching. You had two huge stars in this, should say four huge stars in this movie. What's next for you? Are the offers going to be piling in now, Mitya?
I have no idea. I'm finishing a movie here in Poland, which is going to come out on Netflix at the end of the year. It's called All My Friends Are Dead, So basically, I have two movies going to be released back to back in the next 2 months, but I only produce that one. But still, I just want, first I'm going to just enjoy reading comments about Life in a Year. I always like to do that. It sucks that this movie is not going to be in cinemas, because the best thing I love to do is just go incognito into the cinema and see how people respond to it. But now I guess I'll just be on YouTube and read all the comments and hope that film makes them cry the way it made me cry when I first read it. And the way Will Smith, you know, when we had a table read, you know, that's when the first time I met him, you know, he was sitting three chairs on the left of me, and I had to pretend it's a normal day for me for such a huge star to be sitting there. You know, no biggie, it's just Will Smith. But towards the end of the table read, when everybody was pretending that they're not crying and he was just crying, I was like, I think we're on the right path. And I hope people will feel like that. Yeah.
That's great. That's Slovenian director Mitya Okorn, who is in Poland working on the feel-good hit All My Friends Are Dead. But we're here to talk about Life in a Year from Overbrook and Sony Pictures with Jaden Smith, the beautiful Cara Delevingne, and Cuba Gooding Jr., Nia Long, and this will be on Prime in a week on the 27th. Mitya, thank you so much. Have a good time back there in Polska, and we'll catch up on your next film.
Congratulations.
Man, you're awesome. You're awesome, man. Thank you, and thank you for having me, and thank you for watching the film.
No doubt about it. Okay, we'll take a quick break
here.
We'll come back on the other side.
Okay.
All right, there we go. And there's a little Woody Allen for you right there. Love and Death. Come on back.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based healthcare
health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free, guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Oh, I would love that. And then maybe afterwards we can go field herping. That's when you go out and you look for reptiles.
Rick Tittle once threw a tennis ball at a donkey.
A couple of minutes left with Jan Wall. And, Jan, I got an email from our listener, Robert, in Michigan. Mm-hmm. And he said, please ask Jan if she ever knew Shirley Eater, who was like the, he said, the Jan Wall of Detroit.
That's correct. That's correct. Shirley Eater was a columnist and a Hollywood historian and a wonderful woman. I mean, she was really interesting and bright and bubbly and vivacious. Oh, wow. Good for her. Good for, it's nice to remember her. She was great. I mean, you know, any of us who do this work, God bless us.
Great stuff. So, Jan, it's good to know that. That's great. Thanks for the email, Robert. What should we be watching right now?
Well, listen to what I just did. It was so fun yesterday. Okay, I was thinking about Carl Reiner. You know how we lost Carl Reiner at the end of the year? Carl Reiner did a movie called Dead Men Don't Wear Plaid with Steve Martin. It is so good, so funny. What happens is it's a private eye who ends, a current private eye who ends up through a murder case, imagining like Bogart and Bacall and Ava Gardner and Robert Mitchum, you know, all these great film noir people come into his life. And it's so brilliant. It's called Dead Men Don't Wear Plaid.
I remember seeing that in high school, and I remember it got
so good.
It got panned by the – why do you think the critics didn't embrace that movie?
I have no idea, because I always have. I mean, you know, a lot of my colleagues are just – they just don't have any taste.
And Carl Reiner played a Nazi in that, didn't he?
That's right. Yeah, good remember. Yeah, it's good memory. It's just – fun. I mean, and if you love film noir the way I do, and a lot of people do, I mean, give me Robert Mitchum and I'm there.
Yeah, no doubt. And by the way, if you haven't seen Wild Tales in Spanish, you should check that out, Jan.
Okay, I'll put it on my list.
Highly recommend. That's Jan Wall. Jan, we'll talk to you next week. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks.
All right, I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back. Get another couple hours.